U.S. military shooting down Iranian drones headed toward Israel. This is a special event podcast. Today at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Iran has started to launch over 400 to 500 missiles and drones to Israel. The U.S. is shooting down some of these projectiles. Iran has warned U.S. directly to not involve themselves in this conflict. The U.S. is now fair game to Iran and will retaliate towards the U.S. in a matter of time. Israel's military says Iran has launched drones from its own territory toward Israel. IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said it will take several hours for the aircraft to arrive. The IDF says Israel is prepared and ready with defensive and offensive actions. The attack comes weeks after Iran blamed Israel for a deadly strike on its consulate in Syria that killed a top commander of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps' Overseas Quds Force. The attack marked the first time Iran has launched a full-scale assault on Israel despite more than four decades of hostilities. U.S. forces in the region continue to shoot down Iranian-launched drones targeting Israel. Our forces remain postured to provide additional defensive support and to protect U.S. forces operating in the region, a U.S. military official said. Israeli air defenses are intercepting some Iranian strikes after Iran launched a barrage of missiles toward Israel Saturday in retaliation for an Israeli strike on the Iranian consulate in Damascus earlier this month. There are reports of explosions and apparent intercepts across Israel, including Tel Aviv, and the West Bank. A CNN team is hearing explosions and sirens as intercepts occur over Jerusalem. U.S. air defense systems in the Middle East also intercepted some Iranian drones, according to two U.S. officials. U.S. President Joe Biden, who met with his national security team in Washington on Saturday, said in a social media post the United States' commitment to Israel's security against threats from Iran and its proxies is ironclad. The Iron Dome is being overwhelmed again by the number of missiles that there will be major damage in Israel. The U.S. has shot down a great number of them outside Israel. Iran has declared death to America since U.S. is now completely involved in this conflict. Iran vows revenge to anyone who helps Israel. There are layers of defense around Israel. Last line of defense is the Iron Dome, and that can be so overwhelmed when that number of missiles are shot towards them. The first line of defense to Israel is Arrow Systems. Middle system is the David Sling, and lastly is the Iron Dome. Iron Dome intercepts short-range surface-to-surface rockets, bottom layer. David's Sling intercepts short-to-medium and medium-to-long-range surface-to-surface missiles, middle layer. Arrow 2 intercepts medium-to-long-range missiles, upper layer. Arrow 3 intercepts long-range missiles, upper layer. The U.S. is launching attacks to help shoot down the incoming missiles. The U.S. had ships in the Red Sea and are also involved in this conflict as well. Iran is targeting the air base in Israeli. So far, no major damage done to Israeli. This is an ongoing threat, and we will get back to you here on this soon. The U.S. has been warned, and now Iran will also start to target the U.S. forces around the region. This administration has got us into this situation, and now let's see what they will do to get us out or how far this will go. I know from having been in the region on a Navy carrier that now the whole conflict has grown to be on the close edge of being out of hand. Iran has not yet hit their targets they set out to destroy, and the chatter is now that they will launch even more and will make it widespread. There is a high alert for all Navy vessels in the area, and the carriers are as always flying shorties and even involved in the tracking and shooting down the incoming missiles. Hope that all the U.S. troops are going to be okay, but in my honest opinion, and with this administration being so weak and having put us in this position in the first place, I feel that since the world sees that this administration is in trouble of being defeated in the November elections in the USA, that now the enemies against the US can attack the US and US interest in the region as well as in the world. With all that has gone on in the world and here at home with this administration, we are weak and completely vulnerable to being in trouble. We have so many foreign nationals inside our borders and our troops are spread so thin around the Middle East. Time will tell. We just hope that all the American interests are going to be safe, but from what I see, we are on the brink of what could be a major conflict coming soon.